This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Imam Zayd Shakir. My dear brothers and sisters, Rabi'ul Awwal is a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time because that month was honored to be the time that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the world. It's the time, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal to be specific, it's the time that this great gift of mercy came into the world. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So addressing his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we have only sent you as a mercy to all of the worlds, he described himself, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهْدَى. I am a gifted mercy to the world, a gift of mercy. Brothers and sisters, let us honor this month and let us respect this month by learning something about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recommitting us to following his way sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and teaching that way to others to the extent that our knowledge and our circumstances allow. So we mentioned Rabi'ul Awwal being the time that the world, humanity, was graced with the coming into the world of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad, of course. And we want to examine his life, brothers and sisters, through a unique prism that, to my knowledge, no one has ever used to examine the seerah or the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So we're going to have two wonderful, wonderful guests, Dr. Moon Hassan and Hussein Mujaddidi. May Allah preserve and bless both of them. And two of our professors from Zaytuna College, Dr. Ali At-Ta'i and Dr. Abdullah Ali, talking about these four virtues. So we'll start with wisdom, by the grace of Allah, because our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was wise. And he shared his wisdom with us. And therefore, we're described as wise people. And that will be followed by temperance or restraint. Because one of the fountainheads of wisdom, one of the things that displays wisdom, is the ability to restrain oneself, the ability to be temperate in one's behavior and one's engagement with others as one goes and makes his or her way through the world. And then courage. Because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that critical stage when the Muslim community was transitioning from a community of persecuted believers in Mecca to a community that now had to defend itself and to establish itself in the world in Medina, great courage was required. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is described, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam Ashja'an nasi, that the Prophet ﷺ was the most courageous of people. And then finally, once that polity, that political entity was established, it requires justice. Justice to maintain equilibrium in the society, and justice embodies balance, many times represented by two balanced plates of a scale. Justice requires sometimes firmness, and all of those qualities and more, or those two qualities rather and more, were displayed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during that final time. So brothers and sisters, I can guarantee you, you've never heard the Asira approach this way, and you've never heard or witnessed it approach this way through this framework by this very, very talented array of scholars, teachers, and great embodiments of prophetic character in their own right. Alhamdulillah, and we pray that you have an opportunity to benefit from this incredible series culminated by a lecture by our president, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, on how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been viewed through the great religious traditions of the world. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion, let me say this. Or let me invite you to share, to join me in doing something very, very critical for the future of this college. By the grace of Allah, if you join me as one of the army of 12,000 supporters of this college and our 12,000 strong program, brothers and sisters, collectively, we can put this college, bi-idhnillah, by the leave of Allah, on strong financial footing. Monthly donation based on what you can do. Based on what you can do. If you can do a lot, we welcome that lot. If you can do what may appear small, we welcome that apparent small, because nothing in reality is small with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it's done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's do 12,000 strong. Let's come together. Let's constitute that undefeatable army of donors and supporters for this college. I'm in. I've been a long time 12,000 strong member, many, many years. But I want you to join me. I want you to reach out to your friends. I want you to reach out to your relatives. Reach out to anyone you know who's willing to join that army. Collectively, together, we can put this college on a strong financial footing. So let's do this. Let's do it together. There's strength in the group. There's strength in the jama'ah. There's strength in the group. So there's strength in the army, as opposed to the individual warrior. We're talking spiritual warrior, of course. Let's come together. Let's make that army of supporters 12,000 strong. And collectively, let's put Zaytuna College, your Muslim college, on a strong financial footing. Bi-idhnillah, if Allah so permits. And let's just keep it moving. Allah bless you during this blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal. What comes after it? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.